FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, dopamine junkies. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of reality checks and brain hacks. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world, one notification at a time. Now, let's talk about something we all wrestle with. Social media's impact on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else is living their best life while you're just stuck in your pajamas? Or find yourself comparing every little thing about yourself to perfectly curated feeds? Yeah, me too. It's a constant battle, but trust me, we can win this war against the dopamine demons. First things first. Social media isn't inherently bad. It can be a fantastic tool for connecting with loved ones, learning new things, and even finding your tribe. But it's designed to keep you hooked, and those little dopamine hits can quickly become addictive. That constant stream of notifications, likes, and comments can trigger the same reward pathways in our brains as, say, that delicious chocolate cake you just might be craving right now. It becomes a cycle. We crave validation, so we scroll and then we get a hit of dopamine. But here's the catch, the high fades fast, leaving us wanting more. So, how do we break free? Well, start by recognizing those sneaky triggers. What makes you reach for your phone? Boredom? Loneliness? Stress. Once you know your why, you can start to find healthier coping mechanisms. Instead of scrolling through endless feeds, try reading a good book, going for a walk, or catching up with a friend in real life. Second, set boundaries. You are the boss of your phone, not the other way around. Schedule specific times to check social media, maybe during your lunch break or before bed, and stick to it. Delete those pesky apps that constantly tempt you and try turning off notifications for everything except the truly important stuff. Third, curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that make you feel envious, inadequate, or just plain bad about yourself. Fill your space with inspiring people, positive content, and things that genuinely interest you. Remember, social media should be a source of joy and connection, not anxiety and comparison. Now, let's talk about something really important. Digital detox. Seriously, unplug for at least an hour every day, go somewhere without Wi-Fi, put your phone on airplane mode, and just breathe. This will help you reconnect with yourself, your surroundings, and the real world. Trust me, it's amazing what a difference even 30 minutes can make. Finally, remember that social media is just a highlight reel. People only show their best side online, so don't compare your everyday life to someone else's carefully crafted perfection. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths and accomplishments. You are amazing just the way you are. Think about it. How many times have you scrolled through social media, feeling a bit down after seeing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives? I know I've been there. Remember that time I went to my friend's birthday party and saw all these incredible photos of them laughing and having fun? I was like, okay, where's my epic party life? But then I realized those pictures only tell a small part of the story. Behind the scenes, everyone was struggling with something. Maybe someone was stressed about work, or maybe their relationship was going through a rough patch. The point is, we all have our own battles to fight, and social media can make it feel like everyone else is winning except for us. But remember, life isn't a competition. So, what's the takeaway? Social media can be a powerful tool, but it's important to use it wisely. Be mindful of your triggers, set boundaries, curate your feed, take regular breaks, and focus on your own unique journey. Remember, you are not defined by the number of likes you get or how many followers you have. You are worthy of love and happiness regardless of what social media tells you. Now go out there and rock your reality. Don't forget to subscribe to Dopamine Damage Control, leave a review if you enjoyed this episode, and join the conversation on our socials. Share your thoughts on how social media affects your mental health, we want to hear from you. And until next time, keep those dopamine demons at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.